All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier Angie Smith, who records her second career number one spot after her run of 6.756, 201 miles an hour. Improve on your time from Friday. Heck of a run. How cool was that to go out and chatter what you did the night before?
It was really cool. And, you know, I knew that the bike had it in it, and I just knew that we had to go out there and go A to B. I didn't think that we would actually go that fast because Matt told me there was about a 76 in there. He was wrong. I love to tell him that he's wrong. But anyway, but it went 75. It was a really good run. The bike got off the line good. And I was ecstatic, you know, when I saw Angel go 78 and she bumped me to second. I knew that it was out there and I knew I had to go out there and do my job. And that's what we did. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of my whole entire team, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here.
Was there any thoughts about wanting to keep the number one spot for the first round by tomorrow?
Yeah, I wanted to keep the number one spot for the first round, just so you get a bye and you get a kind of a test lap at the track on Sunday morning. But as a racer, you know, it really doesn't matter, because you want to go out there and just go A to B and make a good lap Sunday morning. Q1 and E1 are the hardest laps to make at a racetrack. So we'll be good. My main focus tomorrow is just to go out there, go A to B, pick the good lane, pick the lane that I want to be in, and hopefully I'll have lane choice for round two.
Sure. For the second time this season, NHRA stepped in. They made a call for safety due to track conditions. It's amazing how torn the class is, where it seems some are for the decision, some are very vocal that they're not. What do you think collectively as a class the strategy should be moving forward here? Should they be more accepting of NHRA rules, or is it better for some of these racers to take a stand?
I think the majority of the class was behind NHRA in saying that we do not need to run. The dew had set in. We were not going to go out there and go faster. I wasn't going to go out there and go faster. And it's better to be safe than sorry. I would rather have 15 bikes show up tomorrow to race than have 14 or 13 and somebody laying in the hospital. So it's better to be safe than sorry. You know, I've been on the other side of that, where you want to make a run. Like Gainesville, I wanted to make a run, but I stand behind NHRA when they make a decision like that, because it's always safety first. And if they don't feel that it's safe for us to go down the track, then we don't need to go down the track.
Angie, Scott, thank you for taking my question. And listen, with all of this downtime, it's been very interesting to watch the group dynamic, Pro Stock Motorcycle. Okay, you guys hang in a very tight group, and it's kind of interesting and very satisfying to watch all of you interact with each other. I think you all love each other a lot. Who is your favorite in that group?
Do I have to say my husband? Other than my husband, how about that? I would definitely say our whole team is great. Jimmy Underdahl, Gianna, everybody on our team. Ron Torno, he is, we sold him a motor, so he's part of our team. I think one of my favorite competitors are the girls. Karen is one of my close friends. You know, we battle it out on the racetrack, but she's probably one of the people that'll come up and give me a hug and tell me I did a great job if I outrun her, so, and vice versa. So, you know, when you spend as much time as we do with all the people that we do at the racetrack, they become part of your family, and it's good to have good dynamics with the people that you're around the most.
Angie, last thing, you mentioned earlier in the week that you've notoriously been a slow starter throughout your motorcycle career. Obviously, you've changed that this year. How important is it to kind of keep that momentum going tomorrow?
It's all about momentum and making good runs. And I'm trying to keep my head down and keep my eye on the prize and just keep going and doing what we're doing. And, you know, it's showing. We did a lot of work on my bike over the off season, and we got it mainly fixed. And it's showing that I can run what Matthew was running last year on his V-twin. And, you know, you just got to keep focused, and you just got to keep doing what you're doing. And this is a very humbling sport. You can be number one this week, and you can be 16 next week. So you just have to keep going in stride, and you live the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows, and just do a good job and do a good job for your sponsors. And, you know, hopefully tomorrow you'll have a good day.
Thanks, Angie.
Thank you.